Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, folks? It's your boy Long Beach Joe, and I am back at it, back at it, back at it. Okay? I'm back at it again, man. And it is time to talk, folks. Listen. We got a lot to discuss about the New York Jets. Boy, oh boy. They have benched. Huge, huge news. Zach Wilson has been benched. They are going forward with Mike White against the Bears, and we're going to be discussing that. Listen, let's go ahead and get into it. Listen, I'm the man of the people. I'm here for the people. Let me shamelessly promote my Facebook page. Everyone go on Facebook, search The Long Beach Joe Show. Like that page. My content's up there. Go ahead and give it a listen. Message me. I'll message you right back. I love going back and forth with folks about this football team. Also, leave me some feedback. I love hearing about what you folks think I do here on The Long Beach Joe Show. Ooh, listen, your boy is on Twitter as well, at YoungJ000. At YoungJ000 is the personal page, at The Long Beach Joe, at The Long Beach Joe. All right, is the show's page. Go ahead and go back and forth with me on there. Talk to me, and I'll talk right back, okay? Listen, your boy's also on iTunes as well. Go on iTunes, all right? Hit Long Beach Joe Show, The Long Beach Joe Show on there. Go ahead and follow. Give me a 5-star rating, and let me know how you folks feel about what I'm doing here on the Long Beach Joe Show. You know what I'm saying? Also, give me some feedback on there, too. I really appreciate everyone that does that. Really love, you know, hearing about what y'all think about what I'm doing here on my show, man. Whoa, this news is fire, guys. I cannot wait to get to it. I'm also on YouTube as well. Go on over to YouTube, type in Long Beach Joe Jets, Long Beach Joe Jets on YouTube, okay? Go ahead and subscribe, hit that subscription button. Also hit that notification bell so when I post content, you folks will be in the know, all right? Now, we're going to get into the news because it's hot. Salutes to all the savages in the chat. Love going back and forth with y'all. Listen, the New York Jets have just benched Zach Wilson. They've benched Zach Wilson. We all know he's coming off of a really bad game against the Patriots. He was 9 for 22, 77 yards throwing the football, had 26 yards rushing. And, man, things were broken down after that game, especially with comments that he made as well, and I'll get into that. Now, today during Sulla's presser, came out and was talking about a lot of different things, and the media immediately asked him, after a couple questions, who would be his quarterback going forward. Sulla took a breath, and he said, hey, Mike White will get the start against the Bears. He said, we're moving forward with Mike White. And everybody kind of gasped, okay? Everybody kind of gasped at first. I'm not going to lie to you, okay? Again, this is just a short time after being asked, especially after that Patriots game, hey, who is going to, you know, are you looking at moving on from Zach Wilson? Are you looking to bench him? And he said that was the furthest thing from his mind. He even kind of doubled down and said that they would move forward with Zach Wilson as their quarterback. They said it in the past, too. They're not looking to bench Zach. This is coming directly off of those comments. When asked about it today, he said, hey, I'm going forward with Mike White. Basically said he had the time to kind of sit back and look at the full picture, and they decided that that was the move they needed to make. Now, they also said that Joe Flacco will be the number two quarterback. So Mike White is going to be the starter. Joe Flacco will be number two. And that Wilson will not be active in this game. They said that as well. Again, salute to the Savages callers. We'll get to y'all in just a second. Now, Sulla also made sure to say that Zach's career here is not over, but he just needs a reset. He just needs a reset. Said that he was fundamentally out of whack. That's what he said. And that hit me immediately, because guess what? If you watch that Patriots game, you'll clearly see that he is fundamentally out of whack. I mean, come on. Anybody saw that game? I mean, let's be serious here, all right? All right, that game, he was very fundamentally out of whack, okay? You saw balls going over guys' heads. He couldn't throw a simple layup, a 5-yard out. Guys coming out the flats. Braxton Berrios, my goodness, was sitting out there. I think they were trying to set up a wide receiver screen. He threw the ball about 4 or 5 yards over Braxton Berrios' head. He missed Denzel Mims out on the screen, too. He was throwing the guys late. Tyler Conklin coming across the middle, wide open. He throws it so far behind him and high that McCourty had an easy interception that he dropped. It was a lot of bad throws from Zach Wilson. His accuracy, his mechanics were off as well. You saw his feet work. He was bad. And so when Sulla said that he was fundamentally out of whack, that definitely hit me. He also spoke on the comments as well that Zach Wilson had made after the game and said that he felt like Zach Wilson hadn't lost the locker room, but that there was some tension. He also talked about Zach Wilson at the time that Zach Wilson had, spoken with the team, and he didn't want to go into it. He left it to the players to speak about that, and we'll talk about that in just a second right now, but that he has spoken to the team. For those of you that do not know, when Zach Wilson was asked directly after this recent Patriots game if he felt like the offensive issues, really hurt the defense, and did he feel like he owed the defense anything because the defense had played so well, but because the offense couldn't produce, the Jets lost the game, he immediately looked at them and said no. When I heard that, I immediately said to myself when I heard that, I said, uh-oh, there's going to be some trouble. Because as a starting quarterback of any football team, but especially here, you are a leader, okay? You are looked at differently. I'm sorry. That's the way it is, and we all know that. Starting quarterbacks in this league are looked at differently. You are a leader. When things go well and the team wins, you are to say, hey, the team, it's team, team, team. My tight ends, my wide receivers, my O-line was phenomenal. Oh, my goodness, my running backs, my team is phenomenal, right? But when you lose, guess what? You're going to be the guy that they look at, and you have to say, look, it was me. I didn't do enough. We've got to do more. I can produce. That's the way it is. Quarterbacks are treated differently in this league. You get all the praise, and when everything goes, you get all the blame too. That's how it works. That's how it goes. He did not do that. And this is not the first time where he said something like that that could cause a rift or waves in a locker room with players that he plays with. After the first Patriot game, when he threw all those interceptions and they were speaking to him about the offense and how it wasn't producing, he comes out and says, look, I don't want to keep making the boring throws. I don't want to play safe. I don't want to play boring. I want to make a play. I'm tired of playing safe and boring offense. That's wild. Because you not making the boring play, not doing the simple stuff, is what killed the offense. That's what killed the offense. That's why you threw three interceptions. So when you play in that manner, and then when you turn around and double down on it, you're literally smacking other players in the face that are out there throwing their bodies at people, playing to the wall, doing whatever they can, while you go out there and just make mistake after mistake after mistake. As a quarterback in this league, okay, you have to conduct yourself a certain way on the field and off the field. That's how it works, okay? And when you say things like that, after playing the way that you play, you're throwing gasoline on the fire. And I love Zach Wilson. Everyone knows that. I'm a Zach Wilson guy. When we drafted him, I was like, okay, I like this guy. Let's go. All right? Everybody knows that. It's recorded. I'm not jumping off the ship. I think Zach Wilson is talented. But I'm also a realist. Everyone knows that here too. When Sam was here, and I'm a USC guy through and through, fight on. But when Sam was trash, I was the first one to get in here and tell you he's trash. And I'm going to continue to do that. And so with Zach Wilson not taking accountability, I was talking to other Jets fans, and I said, boy, he's in trouble. He did this same thing as well last season in Miami. I think we were playing in Miami, and we had a bad game offensively. I believe it was against Miami, and I think we're in Miami. And he took no accountability there. It's not good. Now, as the day continued on, they were able to also speak with other people, and we'll get to Savages in 1 second. Zach Wilson did, in fact, speak with the team. They had a presser with him as well. He said that he apologized to the team, made some statements to them, and let them know that, he didn't really know the impact of his statements to the public, to the media, until his father texted him. Now, he didn't say exactly what his dad said, but I would guess that his father told him, hey, man, that's not cool, and just let him know. You're the quarterback here, that's not cool. You got to clean that up. All right? So he sat down, and he expressed his feeling to the team and apologized. Other players came out as well. They didn't get into the specifics of what he said, But guys like Elijah Moore came out and said, hey, he still is going to ride with Zach. He's going to, you know, ride with both quarterbacks, but he's riding with Zach through and through, and that they're going to continue forward. You know, even though Mike White's a starter, they still, Zach's still part of the team. They love it. They also, you know, DJ Reed also came out as well and talked about that too. And I think that this was a move that needed to be made. I'm sorry. Especially after those comments. You look at what those comments, that play, that put Sella in a position. Okay? This coaching staff has been put in a position. This team is really good. And I think this team has gotten better faster than what most people expected. This year we were talking about a developmental year. I don't think anybody came out and thought that Sauce immediately off the bat was going to be a top three corner, top five corner, like everybody else is saying. Some people think he's the best corner in the league. I mean, I'm a Jets fan, so you know how I feel. Let's keep it real, all right? This guy's phenomenal. He's a monster. I don't think anybody really foresaw the Jets literally coming out and looking like they have a Super Bowl defense. This offense, even though it's, again, a lot of pieces are moving, scratching and scratching, we got guys injured, this offense can still produce. The biggest issue, especially since the Broncos game, has been the quarterback play. And then you come out and make comments. If Sulla allowed him to continue to go out there and play like that and then talk like that in the presser, the guys in the locker room wouldn't respect him. You lose the respect of the team, you'll have a huger issue. We've seen that in the past with Todd Bowles. Right? We were kind of in the same situation. This was when Fitz was throwing interceptions and not playing. Todd Bowles wouldn't bench him. Wouldn't do anything. And then what happened? The locker room got divided because guys were tired of it. Started to cause the issue of mutiny. Todd Bowles lost the respect of the guys in the locker room, and then we had to go and make moves. That caused a huge issue there. Couldn't have that here. And I think what also sped up this decision as well is the team. The team is good. The team is good. People are looking at this team. At this point, we're 6-4. People are expecting playoffs this year. We've been waiting a long time. Talk about a rebuild and all this. This team is good. It can compete to be in a playoff position, playoff spot right now. We cannot allow him to go out there on a weekly basis and throw us out of games. I'm sure that was discussed as well internally. Now, I'll get to the callers right now because I want to have this discussion go back and forth with a lot of Jets fans, but those are my thoughts. I'm also wondering, for a lot of people, is this a huge knock on Joe Douglas? 20 games. Zach Wilson has only started here 20 games. They're already benching him, possibly getting ready to move on from him. So we'll have this discussion again. Call in 515-602-9639. 515-602-9639 is the number. Call in. We're taking all callers, and I'm going to everybody, okay? Please be patient. Salute to Kevin Ledger with the big donation, guys. Big donation. I said salute to Kirk. Big donation, guys. Big donation, man. Kervin says, Zach Wilson has regressed. His footwork is terrible. Can't hit the side of a barn. It was time. We need a QB who can hit the open man and give them an opportunity to make a play. Kervin's talking facts, man. Salutes to you with the big donation, my friend. All right, now we're about to get to these lines again. 515-602-9639. 515-602-9639 is the number. Call in. We're taking all callers. For my new callers, please keep in mind, I do not allow cursing on my show. All right? I don't allow cursing on my show. I'm not having that. This is a family show, so please respect my platform. Also, when you call in, make sure that your phone is good to go. I need to be able to hear you. Do not call me from a phone that you found on the side of Home Depot, okay? And again, no cursing on my show. I'll get you out of here fast. I'm talking fast. Faster than they've been shot. That was fast. Is it too early? Too early for those jokes. Let me know. Okay. So we're getting to the callers. I know. I got people that's going to get at me. Salute to the savages. We're coming to y'all as well. Keep pumping in the chat. We're going to go to Ted. We're going to go to Ted first. We'll keep on moving after 914-661. All my guys, we'll get to you guys in a second. Salutes to you, Ted. I want to thank you for calling in, man. Listen, there's a lot to discuss here. Give me your thoughts on Zach Wilson being benched. How are you feeling about it? Do you think the New York Jets coaching staff did the right thing?
Hey, Joe. Happy Thanksgiving, first of all, and to everybody in the chat and all your viewers.
Salute. Happy Thanksgiving.
Definitely the right thing. Yes, sir. Definitely the right thing. Been very patient with him, given him every opportunity to succeed, surrounding him with more talent this year, free agents, you know, the draft picks. I kind of have to go back to Salah anointing him as the starter and basically saying probably – I know he has to come out in the media and project the confidence in Zach, but there was a point where I don't think he would keep saying Zach is my starter until he gets hurt. So I think the coaching staff has to take a little bit of blame on that. Zach – I don't know if I'm questioning his passion for football now. I mean, at this time, and he has money, he's good looking, you know, he does his thing, whatever he does with the moms or whatever he's doing, who knows what he's doing. But maybe his passion for football is not quite there, Joe. And this is the time where it's going to make or break him as an NFL player, at least here for the Jets. That's the way I think about it. Go ahead, Joe.
Well, yeah, first off, Ted, again, I want to thank you for calling in. Listen, I hear you, but I don't want to question his passion for football because, again, this is a guy that does put on. We've never heard about him being a guy that's lazy. We've never heard him being a guy that doesn't put in the work. But I think what his biggest issue is that he comes in here or he's coming to the NFL thinking he can do the same thing in BYU, thinking he can do the same thing here that he did in BYU, and it's not going to work, right? Again, even after the press, and I love Zach Wilson. I do, and I'm going to keep saying that because I'm not backing away from that take, okay? And everybody knows, yes, I wanted Justin Fields in the NFL draft. That's very well documented as well.
Go
back and listen to my shows. I know people are going to say that, all right? All right, but again, Zach Wilson is my quarterback, and I was happy when we drafted him, okay? But keep in mind that one of Zach's biggest issues is he's not recognizing things fast enough. Often he tries to play hero ball, and he gets outside of the system. I've said this 1,000 times. Yeah. The system is very quarterback-friendly. It doesn't ask you to do too much. Hit the guys in open space. More than likely, it's going to be your check down, right? A lot of guys, again, those drag routes, you watch last game, watch the Patriots game. Guess what? Elijah Moore coming across the middle on a drag route completely misses him. Tyler Conklin coming across his face. I'm talking about coming just through the ball so far behind him. This guy was right in front of him. A lot of these things are real easy throws. We've seen worse, horrible quarterbacks. Jimmy Garoppolo was trash. He was successful enough in this scheme so that the Niners were able to compete in a Super Bowl. It's a quarterback-friendly scheme. But with Zach Wilson,
you're depressing me, Joe.
Run outside the pocket. What Zach wants to do is run outside the pocket and launch the football down the field 40 yards, and that's not what's going to happen here.
Yeah.
So when you're forcing throws and you're missing guys, I know everybody's watched the tape from last game and broken it down. He missed a lot of guys wide open. He's got to clean that up. He's got to start recognizing things faster. And not just that, but the mechanics have got to step up. You watched the game as well, Ted. Guess what? You're throwing the ball 5 yards over guys' head. That is not going to work here. Now, here's the deal. I don't think it's over for Zach Wilson, right? A benching could ditch you together. It could help you. Honestly, there's guys that have been helped. Hell, Mac Jones was benched with the Patriots. And guess what? They brought him back. He's out there. He's doing his thing, doing well enough. He played decently against us, right? So that doesn't mean that this is the end of his career, but it is a wake-up call because you and I both know Zach Wilson has a world of talent. The arm, off the charts. That's stuff that most quarterbacks in the league wish they had. He's got it, but he's got to get it together upstairs. That's the biggest issue, and that leads to my next question for you. For you, they sat him down. You know, they've benched him now. They're going forward with Mike White. Do you think that this move helps Sulla maintain?
Uh-oh. Joe?
Can you hear me? Do you feel like this move helps maintain respectability for Robert Sulla in the locker room? Do you feel like he gets to maintain respect in the locker room with this move? Do you feel like it's a good move in that sense?
Oh, it has to be, Joe. I think he probably consulted with the C.J. Mosleys and the Quinton Williams and, you know, anybody he relies on who has an ear in that locker room. to get the pulse of the locker room. And can you hear me, Joe? I hear a lot of clicking.
No, yeah, I can hear
Joe?
You. I can hear you.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I gotcha. To hear the pulse, you know, you get the pulse of the locker room. I looked at the Mike White tape from Cincinnati last year, and you could see the players react to the energy and the playing that he, I mean, he's decisive. He went back mm-hmm. and he was, the ball was
yep.
out of his hand quick.
Yep.
Same as Flacco. But the energy that he brings, the enthusiasm, the players rally around him. I don't see that in Zach. I don't see players like running through walls for him, jumping up and celebrating with him. There's like nothing, the energy, like he's almost too cool for this. Mm. You know what I mean? It's
yeah.
hard to explain. I think you're going to see an energetic, more energetic, enthusiastic type of offense, reaction from the offensive players. You know what I mean? They're going to go out and ball this week. And I know they're playing the Bears, and the Bears are the Bears. And it's not the Patriots. But going back to what you asked me about the pulse of the team, I mean, look at Garrett Wilson. That's a leader. Garrett Wilson came out and said, hey, man, it's not good enough. And he's a rookie.
Yeah.
You know, that's the kind of guy who I should have the captain shirt on as far as I'm concerned. But Zach, I'm not sure, Joe. I'm not sure how much he can come back from this. I really don't know. Depends on intestinal fortitude.
Okay.
I don't know how much of a passion he has for the game. I really don't. Sorry to say it, Joe.
Okay. No, listen,
we'll
I hear
out.
You. So my final question, because we got a lot of callers before I slide off.
Yes, sir.
When you look at this upcoming game against the Bears, what are you expecting in this upcoming game offensively now with Mike White being the Jets starting quarterback?
Oh, gosh. You're going to see – I mean, I think I watched it. I mean, Mike White got the ball to Elijah Moore and Mims, and you're going to get Corey Davis back. I mean, this offense should click. This offense should roll this week.
Yep.
And, you know, maybe Nate Herbig coming back. I think that was a bit of a problem last week that the right guard was out. That probably didn't help. But I think Mike Wright, I think we can definitely roll the Bears, Joe. You want my score, Joe?
Yeah, go ahead and give me your final score.
Okay, cool.
Go ahead.
Let's go 31-17. Well, I don't know if Justin Fields is playing, but let's just go 31-17. But I think you're going to see the offense really start to see what it should – the real vision of the offense is, Joe. But anyway, happy Thanksgiving,
31.
Joe. I didn't want to take up too much
of your time. Absolutely. Same to you. Happy Thanksgiving, 31-17. Jeff, let's go, man. You have yourself a good one, Ted.
You too, Joe. Take care. See ya.
All right. Listen, we're going to keep getting to these lines. Again, 515-602-9639. 515-602-9639 is the number. Call in. Again, when you call in, please be patient. We'll get to everybody. The lines are hot. Again, please make sure your phones are good to go. Let me know if anything's going on out here, anything is changing, everything's moving and shaking as we continue to roll. Next, I'm going to Jake. Jake, I'm coming directly to you. Jason, Aiden, Julio, Frankie, other callers, 631. Hold on a second. We're getting to everybody. Salutes to you, Jake. I want to thank you for calling in tonight. Listen, Jake, we just benched Zach Wilson. Mike White's now going to be the starter. Give me your thoughts about this move. Do you think it's over for Zach? Is this the end of the road for him? Should the New York Jets be looking for a new, young starting quarterback this offseason?
Joe, first, good evening and happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. I hope everything's well. And
thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you as well.
Don't eat too much turkey and stuff on the tryptophan. That's what helps everybody out. But I kick it off with something a little bit funny. But anyway, so to start off here is thank God this finally happens. I have waited all year for this because, ladies and gentlemen, the title of everyone's, you know, news networks and everything saying bench due to Patriots game. No, it's bench to the whole season of games.
Mm.
I am talking about this guy all year during the blowout win from Green Bay where he threw multiple passes that became dropped interceptions and double coverage, triple coverage. The Denver game where he could not complete a pass if his life depended on it. the Miami Dolphins game, Skylar Thompson, we had to go to the fourth quarter to wait to watch him put points on the board. It is a point where we have to finally sit here and say, what is he giving to this team right now? And all it is arrogance. Is arrogance, inconsistency, and entitlement. I have said that from him the first day we drafted him. I will continue to say this on every YouTube channel. I've said this to other people, and everyone still thinks I'm stupid. Justin Fields should have been the guy. He would have been a leader on this team. He would have had Garrett Wilson on this team. This is another – but the positive spin I'm going to put on this right now, we have a coach and a general manager who are real adults in the room to say, enough. We have a team here. Yeah. We've done our job here. Zach, you're not doing your job. So sit down, watch the guy who last year, Mike White, everybody, people forgot, oh, yeah, didn't he have a shoulder injury when he went into that Buffalo game? Oh, that's right. No, he threw four interceptions. He's a turnover machine. No, people. He actually played very well and controlled the offense. Joe Flacco had to control the offense, even though he was a statue. And Josh Johnson. That's right. Josh Johnson. Remember, everyone remembers he went into that game and kind of looked pretty decent? Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So I can keep going on and on, but that's my point to tell you, saying Zach Wilson will not be the starter of this team going forward.
Wow. Okay. Now, my next question for you is, do you think the play and how this team looks, as good as this team has looked, like, again, with the Super Bowl, to me, a Super Bowl caliber defense, looks like the best defense in the league, do you think that was also a huge factor in making this move? Because playoffs are the expectation at this point. Am I correct? Am I the only one that kind of is getting that feel from multiple people, you know, within the fan base, that the playoffs are expectations and they do not want to see Zach Wilson throw them out of playoff game, out of playoff contention?
It's not – well, first off, I'm not tonight wanting to criticize the – I don't think anyone has talked about this at all. Did anyone notice how many first and 20s and third and 20s and third and 15s they gave up to the Patriots game? I'm just telling you, that was something that really bothered me even with the defense during the game. So before we start talking about the Super Bowl caliber defense, they are a top five defense, but they gave up a lot of plays that was very frustrating to me. I don't think no one has talked about yet at all.
Well, here's the thing, though, Jack. No one's perfect. Yeah, no, listen, no one's perfect. But that game was 3-3 before that punt return for a touchdown. No team is perfect. No defense is perfect. But I've never seen, a defense be put in the situations that – our defense has been put in due to bad offensive play and still keep things close. This game we just lost to the Patriots was close up until the end. We were into it because of the defense. The first game we lost to the Patriots was close going all the way into the end. We could have won that football game because of the defense. So I get it. No defense is perfect, but this defense is phenomenal. Sauce off the chart. Pass rush is actually happening. It's actually happening. We got after Mac Jones, was all over him. We actually have a pass rush. Linebacking court, C.J. Mosley, Quincy Williams, Quan Alexander, even though he was missing tackles here and there, still, they didn't go off of – the Patriots did not score an offensive touchdown. Nothing. Nothing.
No. And
so,
listen, the point
this
look,
is a, this
look,
is a really
Patriots,
good defense,
if the Patriots
and I think that
won, if the Patriots won that game,
go ahead.
If the Patriots had lost that game, they'd be talking about Mac Jones all over television. Because it was the most boring game I've watched all year, to be very honest. It was the most boring game I watched all season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, listen. So my next question and my final question for you, because you're bringing some takes here. When you look at us matched up now against the Bears, what are your expectations for the offense with Mike White at the helm? I mean, are you expecting a much better offensive performance, a bigger offensive performance? Are there any standards, stats that you want him to meet, any numbers? Do you think he has to throw for 250? I mean, what are your expectations for Mike White now that he's the starting quarterback at the helm of the New York Jets offense?
I think he can easily be a 250, 300-yard touchdown. 250 yards, 300-yard game, and 2-3 touchdown kind of person. Absolutely. Because you're not it really is not going to take much for him to march down the field. This Bears defense is atrocious. Listen, my friends work for the Chicago Bears. They're coming into town this weekend, and I've talked to them when they were in town for the Giants game. They know their defense has got serious problems. They gave up on Roquan Smith and all these guys because they're trying to rebuild.
Yep.
They're completely rebuilding defense. They know they're giving up points. I love Justin Fields. I wish to God I wanted to play against Justin Fields. I wanted to just get a sense of like MetLife Stadium, say, hey, this is the guy we should have probably drafted, but he's got a separated AC. He's not cannot play in that game. So I'm in medical field, and I can tell you right now, any AC joint, that's like a knife in your shoulder. There's already reports that, like they said, he's having trouble even handing off the ball in practice. So how's he going to do that in a game?
Yep.
There's no way. So I think for Mike White, it's just getting things in a rhythm. And I think he knew how to get things in a rhythm in the games he played. He understands the play. Listen, he, like I said before, Joe Flacco, him, Josh Johnson, they know the playbook. You don't have to sit there and watch and have to say, how do I know where I'm supposed to go? His reads are simple. Just get it out quick. Like I told you last time, I'm not a big game manager person. I don't believe game managers can truly win Super Bowls. But I think at this point right now, you have to see what he can offer you. He deserves his chance. And if he stinks, I think he deserves two games. I don't think he deserves just the Bears. I think the Bears game is going to be a winnable game for them. I want to see how he does against the Vikings, against a good team, because I think Kirk Cousins will be exposed. I think he's one of the most overrated quarterbacks in the league when he's down against back like last week. So I think Mike White's getting two games before anybody can make one comment about him. I'll leave it at that.
Okay. So my final – my give me your score prediction, Bears, Jets.
I go 28-10 Jets.
28-10 Jets, that's what I'm talking about. Listen, Jake, I got to slide off, man. I got a lot of callers. Thank you for calling in. You have yourself a good one.
Enjoy, man. Happy holiday.
All right, same to you. Listen, we're going to keep getting to these lines. Again, 515-602-9639. 515-602-9639 is the number. Call in. We're taking all callers. Please give the stream a thumbs up. Subscribe if you have not subscribed. Hit that notification bell so when I post content, you folks will be in the know. Also, share the stream with your friends and family across your social media, okay? And again, to my new callers, I can see you. You're in a queue. When you call in, please just be patient. We will get to everybody. The lines are hot. Next, I'm going to my guy, Aiden. Aiden, we're coming directly to you. Julio, Frankie, Jason, Chris, Rusty, everybody, Brick, hold on a second. All my new callers, hold on. We're getting to everybody, believe me. Salutes to you, A. Listen, we're talking. Zach Wilson just got benched today. Give me your thoughts about this situation. Do you think Zach Wilson will be able to come back from this benching, or is it over for him?
First of all, happy holidays. Happy Thanksgiving to all my fellow Savages. And Joe, thanks for having me on. About
Salute.
Zach, I don't know. It's definitely a nail in the coffin, but I'm not going to bury him yet, but it's looking like he got, you know, one foot in the grave and another one on a banana peel.
Oh. Okay. Now,
and you know,
I'm
not just going at him because of his personality or what he said. You know, these guys are 22-year-old millionaires. You know what I'm saying? Would you want someone to judge you, right, for your lowest point at 22 years old? You know, so like literally, just get a grip. Think about when you were 22 years old. We all did dumb stuff when we were young. So he had a gaffe after a very frustrating game. You know, Connor Hughes kind of picking at him. So he said something stupid. I was glad that his father, right, came and kind of like, hey, there's a certain way you have to conduct yourself, right? So he's still learning. Mm-hmm. And then he made the mea culpa. So from that standpoint, mm-hmm. I'm hoping that he can get the locker room back. Because, if you think about it, if we lose Zach Wilson – we got to go maybe pay through the nose for a veteran quarterback like a Jimmy Garoppolo or Derek Carr, or we're going to have to get a guy from the draft and we start the whole rebuild, and we really do have a Super Bowl caliber defense. So it sets us back.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, either we can't pay a guy like Quinnen Williams or some of our studs on the defense, or we have to start all over with a quarterback on training wheels. So, I mean, I'm really pulling for Zach. But all I got is hope. I don't have evidence.
No. Yeah, and look, I get that, and I'm right there with you. And, again, this was a major, investment as well. We took him high in the draft. I think it was number 2 overall. So guess what?
Hey,
this is on Joe Douglas as well. And I'm hoping he works out. I love Zach Wilson. I'm definitely not a guy, you know, that's bashing him. I'm hoping that he can come back from this. But let me tell you something. You know, he's got to clean a lot of things up, especially, again, fundamentally. He's missing guys. He's got to fix a lot of those issues. But I think one of the things that really kind of expedited this move was what he was saying in the pressers, the way that he was playing. I felt like it put Sulla and the coaching staff in a position where if they allowed him to continue to go out there and throw them out of games, how could they look these other guys in the faces in the locker room? How
Absolutely.
Could they do that?
And that's why
that question
their body.
Do you feel
– Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Do you feel like this move helped continue to gain – Sulla respect of the locker room, or even Key respected a lot of locker room for Sulla as a head coach. Do you think that's why a part of the reason why this move was made?
Absolutely. I mean, how could it not be? You know, one guy a team does not make. You know, you can't sacrifice the 52 other guys who have families, right? Who are trying to get film out there. No, I mean, you're breaking your bones. I mean, you got Dwayne Brown playing through. I mean, his shoulder is hung on with duct tape and shoestring, and he's out there giving his all. You know, you owe it to these guys, C.J. Mosley. You know, you owe it to these guys who are trying to give their best. And, I mean, not only what he said, but how he played. You can't take a dump in the middle of the field and say, hey, it's not me. Yeah, it is you, bro.
Facts.
And you have to own up to it. You have to own up to it. So you might have to sit down, learn. But, you know, have you ever noticed when Zach plays, you know, and you can look at Mike White, and I think he has a little conservative, you see it, that he doesn't use his backs. He always looks at, I'd say, the less receiver side instead of the more receiver side. So you're giving away, you know, you have more success for more targets when you look that way. So especially from the back side, for the running back side, that's how Mike White beat the Bengals. He knew Mike Carter for all he's worth. Because he's looking that way.
Yeah.
He's got two receivers in the back. You know what I'm saying? Mike, I don't know if you ever noticed. If you go back on these films, Zach Wilson always goes to the two receiver side with his two defenders on him. So you're playing one-on-one.
Yeah.
When you got two receivers and one back, now you're playing three-on-two. So I don't know if that's coaching or I don't know if that's him just liking his matchup, but he would do himself a service, an offensive service, if you go to the more receiver side. To me, that's his coaching one-on-one. I don't know if anyone's talking to him. Another thing is, you're right, it's his feet. He has his neck looking one way, and his feet and his body is the other way. And we saw that in college where he's all discontorted. But I thought, okay, it's a little wonky, but he's getting the ball there in tight windows, and he looked like Patrick Mahomes of Utah. So that's what we thought we were getting, right? I know everyone wants to go at JD, but to me, watching this shows me that Patrick Mahomes is one of one. Because he has a little bit – Patrick Mahomes is the Woolly Derby, too. He runs around like a crazy person, and then he throws it across the hash, and it's a touchdown.
Yeah.
If Zach does it, it's a pick. So let's not act like – right? Let's not have revisionist history and thinking that we weren't going to get that, right? So now when we see him do it, what are you doing?
Hey,
thank you. You're not Patrick Mahomes.
Coach
Staff really has to break him down. They have to break him down.
Yeah, I think there was a lot of lofty expectations for him comparing him to Patrick Mahomes. I remember that. Comparing him to Patrick Mahomes, and I told people those were very lofty expectations.
To Patrick Mahomes. Exactly.
Yeah,
but
this is a different offense, and I told people that as well. There's a different offense, a different time. Like
it
you
is.
Comparing him to Pat was a tough ride, but again, he's a
it's
guy
a
that I think
ride,
has.
Yeah.
He has athletic ability. He has the arm. He has what it takes, but he's got to put other stuff together. So my final question before I let you go, A, because you've been bringing some heat, man. When you look at this upcoming game against the Bears, what are your expectations for Mike White, man? He's not a starting quarterback. Do you think he'll have, you know, 250, a touchdown? What do you think he'll be able to do within this Jets offense now that he's a starting quarterback for us?
I think maybe 200 yards plus, a dink and dunk type of offense. You rely on the run game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if Justin Fields isn't playing, we got a good shot. I'm not even sure who their backup is for the
Trevor
Chicago
Simeon.
Bears.
Trevor Simeon is their guy.
Oh, God. Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, if we don't get this one, we really got some issues, you know. So I'm saying 200 yards, maybe one touchdown, and I think we'll run the ball in. You know, you rely on Berrios. You know, I don't really see Elijah Moore doing this thing. You know, I see more like a tight end. Get yourself in the red zone, dink and dunk with Michael Carter.
Mm-hmm.
Robinson Jones, you know, you pick him out of there. They got rid of Roshan Smith. So whoever's their linebacker, I'd say you pick on him and you dink and dunk your way. And I don't see Mike White being that guy who throws a deep ball. I think he's going to dink and dunk his way to success. So I'm going to say 21-10. And Trevor Simeon is playing 21-10. JETS, Jets.
All right. Listen, salutes to everybody. Want to keep getting to these lines. Again, 515-602-9639. 515-602-9639 is the number. Call in. We're taking all callers. Again, when you call in, please be patient. We want to get to everybody. Salutes to all the savages in the chat as well. Beth Page, Chris, Mr. Pickle Pants, Steve, J. Cole, salutes y'all. Happy Thanksgiving to y'all as well. And thank y'all for, you know, joining us and going back and forth. And to everybody, all the savages in the chat, you guys are phenomenal. And, again, we're talking Zach Wilson. We're talking Jets. Again, you know, Justin Fields dealing with the shoulder injury. It's looking like it's separated. He's also got possible torn labrum. So it's looking like Trevor Siemian, I think, is going to be the guy, and we'll see what happens. Again, the Jets are dealing with some injuries too. Sauce does have a calf injury, but it's looking like he's going to play. Corey Davis is supposed to be back. He's on schedule to be back. That's what Sulla talked about. And Herbig should be back as well. So it looks like we're getting our right guard back as well. And, again, Connor McDermott has been signed off the practice squad by the Patriots. So the Patriots are able to grab him. We'll get back to these lines. Again, 515-602-9639, 515-602-9639 is the number. Call in. Next, we're going to my guy, Rusty. Rusty, we're coming directly to you. Salutes to you, Rusty. I want to thank you for calling in. Listen, Rusty, we are talking Jets tonight. We're talking Zach Wilson. What are your thoughts about him being benched, man?
What's up, Joe? Salutes, savages.
Salutes.
I mean, after what he said, yeah. I mean, he would have had a shot. I don't think he'd be benched if he didn't say what he said about the defense. And after he said, you know, didn't take him nothing whatsoever. And, you know, I understand he was talking to Hughes, but still, man, I'd be pissed if I was on the defense. And
yeah.
I don't blame Sala. I'm happy that it happened. You got to put him in timeout. And if not, you know, start looking around the league. I don't know. Brady's actually available. He hates Bill Belichick. Who knows about that? And then, I don't know. I'd want to get Lamar. You know, screw it. Go big or go home.
Okay, that's a little bit of ways ahead. But that was leading to my next question for you. When you look at this situation, is it over for Zach Wilson? Do you think that this is the point where it's like, hey, look, it's time for the Jets to move on this offseason. We need to be looking for another quarterback to come in here and lead us because it's done with Zach Wilson. Are you that finished with him?
I mean, that's up to him type of deal. You know, if it's footwork, if that can't get cleaned up, and I don't know, Calabrese too. He has to look into him too. But I mean, just that type of thing, you know, that type of question is going to come from, like, Connor Hughes or somebody. I mean, even Josh Allen said that he sucked as a quarterback, you know? Like, just say it. It's basically, I remember, you know, it's just a QB type of thing. You know, you take the fall. You know?
Yeah.
If you're the highest praise with their success, and you're the one who takes the, you know? You're the one who takes the bullet when it's things go down. And,
yeah,
I guess Zach took the bait on that, or, you know, what would really stink is that was his true character came out, you know. Ryan Leaf.
This is not the first time he said something like this, though. This is not the first time.
Yeah,
he's had,
it's like a weird
bait comment.
Cracks.
Yeah, he'll make a comment that you see could be just throwing gasoline on a fire. Like I said, he said things after the first Patriots game where I was just like, whoa. And it was brought up by the media. He said things last year as well where he didn't take accountability for how bad the offense was playing. And it was mainly him was why the offense struggled that day. And it's like he can't continue to do that. So I think with the play matched with the way the things that he's saying, it's just like Sulla is almost put in a position where he has to do something. He has to bench you. Because if he allows you to continue to go out there and play like that and then talk like that after the presser,
Sala loses the team, and then that's so bad for all of us.
We also heard reports as well that there was players in the locker room that were frustrated because he was walking around there like he wasn't the problem, like the offense wasn't.
Yeah, that's
we heard reports.
That's
about
not
that.
Good. If that's a real thing.
And again, we've been there before.
No bueno.
Yeah. So my final question for you, Rusty, because you've been bringing it, man. When you, as going forward, Mike White is now the quarterback here against the Bears, what are your expectations of him in this upcoming game?
Getting more than 2 yards in the second half, you know? I mean, I think he could do that. So,
yeah.
I mean, if we don't, we have to, I mean, the defense is probably getting even more pissed off than they were versus the Patriots just because that could be working on our benefit, and that's scary for, you know, Chicago. But
I think everyone's going to be – I think that everyone's going to be fired up for for White. And, I think – like the other caller said, too, I think it's probably going to be like the dink-and-dunk types of things. Maybe a couple long ones, who knows. But, I think that type of scenarios with him.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah. Listen, I hear
off.
You, Rusty. Give me your final score prediction, man.
Hoping for like a 27-10 type of deal, you know? So,
okay.
Yeah.
So 27-10, that's what you think?
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for. But we'll see.
All right. That's what I'm hoping. Listen, Rusty, I want to thank you for calling in. I got other callers, man. I got to slide off. You have yourself a good one, my friend.
You too, and happy Thanksgiving, bud. Take care.
Absolutely. Same to you as well, man. And again, happy Thanksgiving to everybody. You know what I'm saying? Had to throw this emergency show out there. We're going to keep getting to the lines again. 515-602-9639. 515-602-9639 is the number. Call in. We're taking all callers again. I got a bunch of callers, new callers. Please be patient. We're going to start moving quick. You know what I'm saying? Get your answers in there. Give me your thoughts. But got a bunch of callers, so we got to move tonight. So we're going to keep getting to these lines again. 515-602-9639. 515-602-9639 is the number. Call in. We're taking all callers. Next, I'm going to my guy, Brick City. Brick City, I'm coming directly to you. Brick City, hey. Salute to you, my friend. It's always good to speak to you. Zach Wilson,
Joe.
Gets bent. Salute,
what's going
man.
On, man?
Bent. What's going on? Mike White is now the starter. Give me your thoughts
all
on
right.
this move, man. Do
you
think,
I'm going,
do you
I'm
think
going
that this
to upset
was
a
move?
Lot of people,
you,
Joe.
Hold on a second. Do you think that this was a move that Sulla had to make due to the comments aligned with the play of Zach Wilson?
Absolutely, 100%. The last time you heard from me, brother, what did I say? The first thing I said, right? Zach Wilson has to be outside his own way to beat New England. I was right until the last 10 seconds of the game. Look at last year with Tua Tagovailoa when Flores was the coach, right? He sat him down for a couple of games. Fitzmagic won probably went 2-2 during that stretch. And next thing you know, this guy is having a phenomenal year besides that scary injury that almost ended his career early in the season. This is what Zach Wilson needs. I blame 75% on Zach Wilson, and I also blame the rest of the 25% on LaFleur. I don't know what it is when we play the Patriots. I've seen a couple plays where, yes, guys were open, but some of the designs and some of the plays was the exact same. How many times was Garrett Wilson running, I forgot what you call that, he was in motion, you know, behind the running back, and it's supposed to be a screen to Barrios, supposed to be a screen to Wilson, and Zach just threw a dud. When you play the Patriots, you cannot be conservative. I felt like the offense was very conservative. I felt like we didn't establish a running game. Zach did not get in the rhythm. It was a complete disaster, complete nightmare.
But my question, though, hold on, Brick City, hold on, because I don't mean to cut you off, but my question is this.
No, it's okay,
you,
brother.
And I hear you. But at the same time, how much of that is on Zach? Because Mike LaFleur is calling plays. He's scheming guys open. I know you saw a bunch of – we watched the game together, right? That's over here. We watched the game. It was a live game reaction. We had a radio show directly after the game. I sat back and went and watched the game again. Dude, there was people wide open. He missed Denzel Mims wide open for a touchdown. He missed Tyler Conklin wide open for an easy first down catch and run, and he probably would have had more than that. He threw the ball 6 yards over Denzel Mims' head. He threw the ball 6 yards over Braxton Berrios' head. He almost threw an interception late to Denzel Mims, who was open. On a 3rd-and-1 play, which was a conversion we absolutely needed, Michael Carter and Elijah Moore were wide open. Elijah Moore was coming across the face with a drag wide open. Nobody even around him missed him. Michael Carter was wide open from the beginning of the play. He looked off Michael Carter, stared downfield, then came back to Michael Carter, decided to throw on the ball. By that time, the Patriots were like, oh, that's Michael Carter. I think he's wide open. We should go over there and tackle him. And that's exactly what they did. Had he have thrown that ball, he could have literally chucked the ball out there, and Michael Carter could have walked for a first down. That's how easy that would have been. I understand people 100%. Want to blame LaFleur has had some up-and-down games. I'm not here to just, you know, push the blame off of him. But, my God, There were so many open guys in this game. It was ridiculous, and Zach wasn't hitting them. At some point, you have to look at it and say, yeah, could the play calling be more Andy Reid-like? Could he be, you know, Sean Payton-like? Oh, yeah, but nobody's perfect. But guess what? Guys were wide open out there, and Zach couldn't hit those guys, even on screens.
And 100%, brother.
Zach was open. Nothing. So when are we going to start looking at Zach? And that's why he was benched. Go ahead.
No, that's why I said 75% Zach. Like, we don't need to be Sean Payton. We don't need to be Andy Reid. We need to be the New York Jets. And yeah. Zach Wilson needs to be the field general. He's the point guard of the offense. Yeah, he wants to shoot the threes, but you can't be Steph Curry on every given night. Even Steph Curry, if he's having the bad threes or shooting from the field, he will get them easy layups. He will dish the ball off. That's what the main thing with Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson is better than Sam Darnold. Zach Wilson is better than any quarterback we have in the last 5 years. But Zach Wilson needs to get out of Zach Wilson's way. It's a marriage with the coordinator and the quarterback. That's why I said it's 75% Zach and 25% LaFleur. Where's the rollouts? Where's the easy, forget the screens, that comes on later. Get Zach Wilson in the rhythm. And I did not see that during the both Patriot games. We saw that during Buffalo at home, and that was a must win. This is a must win against Chicago, even though Zach is sitting on the bench, because everybody praising Mike White. But talk about – everybody say, oh, the 500 yards against the Bengals. Okay. Then he threw a stinker against the Buffalo Bills. Okay. In that Thursday night game against the Colts, we was kicking a butt until he got hurt when the referees didn't want to call that roughing the passer against Mike White. I'm okay with Mike White, but the thing is, we know what Mike White is. He's a dink and dunk professional. You give him the time. You give any quarterback in the NFL on this professional level, you give him any time to throw, we'll pick you apart. The thing is this with Mike White. He's a one-trick pony. Dink and dunk, that's it. He can't throw over the top. But one thing I can give Mike White credit for is having that rapport with Denzel Mims, is having that rapport with Elijah Moore that Zach didn't have this season. And I blame the coaching staff on that because we had 2 weeks to prepare. There was no excuses for the New England Patriots. I hate the Patriots. You hate the Patriots. I swear to God right now, and I'm telling you the honest truth, I see Bill Belichick right now, I will take a 5-year jail sentence for aggravated assault because that's how much I hate that guy.
Yo, whoa.
I'm serious.
Hold on. Brick City, don't trash that.
I'm not saying I'm going to, you know,
put him
in bodily harm,
I don't need the feds on my line, okay?
I got you. It's a family show. Hey, leave Joe alone, FBI. Tell that to Brick and Jackson. I don't mean to be high. I'm just passionate.
I'm just passionate,
angry about this team.
Listen to me. Give me your final score prediction, Jets, Bears. All right, how do you feel?
All right, so I'm going to be real quick because I know a lot of people on the line. I'm sorry, everybody, that's been waiting in the queue. I'm going to be quick. Can I get like 60 seconds? Can I get 1 minute?
Go ahead, man.
Is that all right?
Let's go.
All right.
Go ahead.
We win this game if we contain Justin Fields. The same way we contain Lamar Jackson in the first game, we win this game. Uh-huh. If he runs wild and gas our defense, we lose this game. I predict. If the defense do what it takes on the defensive side, I'm not worried about it. Special teams need to be special teams. I'm not worried about it. If Mike White can manage the game, not hurt us in third and long, we convert on third downs, 27-3 Jets. Let's go. You know me. I want all the smoke.
Listen, Brick, I want to thank you for calling in, man. Absolutely. It was phenomenal to speak to you. Next time I have a show, I want to hear from you. All right, my friend?
Brother, stay happy holidays. You know, hit me on the DMs on the gram, man. You stay blessed. Love
Absolutely. Everybody.
Jess up.
Salute. Listen, we're going to keep getting to these lines again. 515-602-9639. 515-602-9639 is the number. Call in. We're taking all callers. Please be patient. The lines are hot. Next, I'm going to 646-646. I'm coming directly to you. You look like a new caller. Give me your name, where you're from. Give me your thoughts about Zach Wilson getting benched.
Hey, what's up, Joe? It's Phenom from the Bronx, man. What's up?
Salutes, man. What's going on, Phenom? Listen, Zach Wilson benched. Mike White is now the starter. How are you feeling?
I got mixed emotions. This organization has to do what's best for itself. You know, no one player is above the team. Zach, I thought this year was supposed to be about Zach Wilson's development, but he threw flames on that with his comments. So he has to sit. I get that. So is that necessarily the best move? If it turns out that he learns something from the situation and becomes the franchise quarterback, then it was all worth it. But he has to sit this week, and I get that. Initially, I was saying, no, you don't sit him, because sometimes franchise quarterbacks need to go through the adversity of fire to show what their metal is. So, it's 50-50 for me. But I understand why the organization did what they had to do.
Okay, listen, I think that this is a move that Sulla had to make. If you don't make this move and you allow this guy to not only go out there and play like this, but then he can make comments like that in the presser, I think that you possibly could end up losing this team. You could end up losing the respect of the team, and not only that, the team could also fracture as well, because we saw it on social media. We saw John Frankenmeyer like a tweet talking about Zach Wilson and him not taking accountability. We also saw Sauce like a tweet as well. These are guys that really don't talk that much, right? John Frankenmeyer never talked, especially not about the team like that. And so that's starting to outwardly pour that emotion when you're starting to get a look into the locker room where, hey, these guys, and even though they tried to come back and clean it up and say, oh, well, I didn't really like the tweet. Come on, dude. You knew what you were doing when you did it. You know, mistakenly liking tweets and stuff like that. You know what you're doing when you do it. So, and again, even Sulla talked about there being tension. You don't want to fracture this locker room, especially with this team playing the way that it is. So, listen, my next question and my final question for you, Phenom, because you've been bringing some heat, man. That with Mike White now being the starter, what do you think he does in this next game? Are you expecting more targets for other guys as well, now with him getting the ball out quicker? Do you expect Elijah Moore to have a better game than he's had all season?
I think Mike White has to manage the game. I think he has to find the open man. He has to play within himself. He can't be anybody but himself. If he game managed and the Jets win 23-10, I'll be happy. He has to get the W. The key point on Mike White is get the W. Mm-hmm. If he throws for 150 yards and has a 75-80 completion rate, I'm good with that. Look, it's about we play to win the game. The defense is capable of winning this game, you know. You don't have to do a lot. Mm-hmm. If you put 15 points on the board, this team can win. It, you know, like, so, and guys are going to play this week, man. The adversity is already hit. They want to prove that they're a playoff team. Chicago has played better offensively, but their defense is a little smelly, man. A little smelly.
Yeah.
So we got to prove that they have a smelly defense. And Mike White, this could be his coming. Look, he put up 400 yards against Cincinnati last year. There's nothing saying that he couldn't do that this week. But do I expect him to put up 400 yards this week? Of course not. If he doesn't, it'll be great.
Yeah, listen, I hear you. Now, give me your final score prediction there, Phenom. Who do you think wins? Who do you think loses? How do you think it ends up?
I think, like I said, I kind of said it. Jets 23, Bears 10. Mike White.
Go ahead, finish up really quickly.
That's it. That's it. Love to you and the Savages. Happy Thanksgiving to all my Jets fans. Salute, my man.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Again, I want to thank Phenom for calling in. We're going to keep getting to these lines. Again, 515-602-9639, 515-602-9639 is the number. Call in. We are taking all callers. We'll get to everybody. Please be patient when you call in. Next, I'm going to 561-561. I'm coming directly to you. You're looking like a new caller. Called in early. Give me your name, where you're from, and give me your thoughts about Zach Wilson being benched.
What's going on? You talk to me. I'm from the 561. Hey, listen.
Yeah, that's
you. Zach.
I mean, give me your name.
Zach, and that was my name. You can call me RP, but Rhino Perry.
Okay. Oh, Ronald, salute to you. Good to see you in here. Ronald Perry on the line. Give me your thoughts, Ronald. Zach Wilson bench. How are you feeling about it?
Hey, honestly, I didn't want to say nothing beforehand, like weeks ago, even when we were winning. I just kind of felt like that was the defense basically keeping us in the game. Just, you know, mm-hmm. It's kind of like when it kind of felt like the defense was driving us home. It was like the only reason we were doing so good was because the defense was doing so good. So it kind of like dictated everything. And
yeah.
I really felt like Zach just, I'm not going to say he doesn't have what it takes, but I just don't feel like he's ready yet. That's why as soon as I heard that they were benching him, I was like, you know what? That's definitely the best thing, because he messed around and said what he said yesterday or whatever. But I always felt like they should bench him, because I feel like he's not ready. He's not mature enough.
Yeah.
And then he goes and says something like that. I'm like, that just shows his immaturity. I'm like, that's what I'm talking about. I didn't know he would do nothing like that, but I just felt like he wasn't ready, and it showed that he's not ready. I'm hoping that Mike White comes in here and just balls out. I don't really expect him to shine like that, but imagine if he did shine. I guarantee you, if he shines, we're not going to hear from Zach the rest of this year. If Mike White goes in there and shines, we're not hearing. You remember what happened to Ryan Leaf? I'm telling you,
I could
definitely see something like that happening to this dude.
Listen, Ronald, I hear you, and you're bringing some heat right now. Listen, you said as well, and there's a lot of people talking about that too. If Mike White comes in here and plays, this could be the end of Zach, at least starting this year. If Mike White catches fire, and he was on fire at one point, it's going to be tough to put Zach back in if this guy continues to produce. Now, Ronald, before I let you go, give me your final score prediction, man. Who do you think wins? Who do you think loses? How do you think this game ends up with the Jets and the Bears?
I think it's going to be like 28-14 Jets.
28-14 Jets?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Right. Listen, I want to thank Ronald for calling in. He brought the heat. We're going to keep getting to these lines again. 515-602-9639. 515-602-9639 is the number. Call in. We're taking all callers. Again, when you call in, please be patient. We'll get to everybody. Be quick with your takes, because we got a lot of people on the line, a lot of new callers as well that we'll get to, but we're going to keep on pushing through these lines. Chris, we're coming to you next. Salutes to you, Chris. I want you to give me your thoughts. Jason, Julio, Colin, my guy from North Carolina, Devon, Bill, David. Hold on a second. All my new callers as well. Hold on. We'll get to you in a second. Listen, Chris, salutes to you. Zach Wilson's bench. Give me your thoughts. What are your expectations for Mike White now that he's the starting quarterback for the New York Jets?
Well, Joe, first of all, happy Turkey Day to you and your family.
Salute.
God bless.
Happy Turkey Day to you as well. Salute.
Now, you know, I can't tell you how many times I've been going at it with Jet fans about this, because I knew from the moment we drafted him, he was not ready. I knew from the beginning he was not ready. And I've been saying that to Jet fans, but Jet fans have been attacking me, and I've been saying it over and over and over, and this is the end result. And you know why?
Mm.
Because not all of us, but I blame the majority of us, because we're the ones that rush young quarterbacks to go out onto the field without having learning the schematics and the speed of the game, rather than have them sit so they can watch. But no, we rush them, and this is what happens. I've been saying this from the start, and Joe, I can't tell you how many times I've been attacked by fellow Jet fans, all because I challenged any of the savages. I challenged them to see if I'm wrong, because I know that I guarantee you, and all the savages, that I was telling the truth, because I knew he wasn't ready. I want him to sit for the first two seasons so he can watch, and then come his junior year, he can shine. They did it with Eli. They did it with Mahomes. They did it with Lamar. They did it with Brady. They did it with Rodgers. Okay? So don't come telling, to the savages, don't come telling me that it's not going to hurt the team for him to sit down for first two seasons so he can watch and then he can shine. That's how young quarterbacks have developed.
No, listen, Chris, and I hear you. We weren't in that position, though. That's one of the things I will say.
I'm bringing the heat, Joe.
When you talk about,
I am bringing
yo,
the heat.
Listen, you're hot. I get it. But, again, Mahomes, you had Alex Smith there with Rodgers. You had Brett Favre. They were passing the torch, from these older guys. We didn't have that luxury. There was nobody here. We were getting rid of Sam Darnold. Everybody wanted him out of here. He was on the first thing smoking to Carolina, and there was nothing here. And I get that point, but in today's NFL, rookie start. You talk about Mahomes, Rodgers, and all those guys. Well, guess what? Herbert, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Kyler Murray, those guys started.
So it doesn't matter if you're in
started.
It doesn't matter what today. It doesn't matter what today.
We put them out. Nobody
Joe,
said, hey, don't put Lamar out there on the field. Nobody said, Josh Allen, don't. You better not put him out there. Nobody said that.
Joe,
in today's NFL,
Joe,
I'm just telling you how it is. In today's NFL, young guys are put out there on the field. You're a rookie.
Okay,
Joe, nobody
real
cares.
Quick.
Start. I'll give you the final word. Go ahead.
Real quick before, and then I'll give you my final score because I know you got other callers. And I challenge the savages for this debate. Number one, I don't care what the NFL is today. You let them learn on their own pace. And number two, because I know you're going to ask me about the game against the Bears and what Mike White, how do you think Mike White's going to do, and I'm going to give you an answer. I don't trust the offense at all, not one bit. But it will be a close game, but it will be a low-scoring game. So my prediction, and unfortunately, because I don't trust the offense, it's going to be 13-10 Bears.
13-10 Bears. Wow. All right. I hear you.
Have a good turkey
Listen,
day, Joe.
Chris,
God bless.
Salute. Have a great Thanksgiving. Chris called us the first guy that said Bears. All right. We'll keep getting to these lines. Again, 515-602-9639. 515-602-9639 is the number. Call in. We're taking all callers. Again, please be patient when you call in. We're getting to everybody, okay? But you got to be patient. The lines are hot. I want to hear from every Jets fan that I could possibly hear from about what we got going on around here, okay, because it is crazy. So next, I'm going to my guy, Julio. Julio, we're coming directly to you. Julio, quickly, give me your thoughts about Zach Wilson getting benched, man. What are your thoughts about this situation? Do you think this is something he can come back from?
You know what? Before I go to that, happy Thanksgiving, my friend.
Salute. Happy Thanksgiving. If I haven't said it enough,
and
happy
I
Thanksgiving to everybody. I apologize. Go ahead.
And I want to give salute to Brick City, by the way. But let me say it again.
I said salute to him as well.
And also I want to say this is a good thing for him. He's only 22. It needed to happen. He was today on the conference that he admitted he didn't know what he was saying at the time when he said that. He was frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that New York media is no joke. And I think it was time for him to get benched, because if you would have put him on the game against Chicago Bears and he was doing what he was saying, you know the fan was going to eat him up over there in that stadium. Give me Mike White,
Yeah, listen, if he would have came out and played the exact same way against the Bears, Jets fans are already screaming for him to get benched, okay? I'm keeping it all the way real. I've had shows.
Yep.
We watch games together. Everybody, this is not new, right?
Mm-hmm. You
ever
know that.
Ever since Denver, ever since Denver, and I've talked about the gameplay as well, ever since Denver, there's been this looming thing where it's like, hey, what is going on with Zach Wilson? The Jets are winning in spite of him. A lot of people talking about getting rid of him or benching him, But listen, that first Patriots game, this Patriots game, just the stuff that we've been seeing, from the play standpoint, it's unacceptable. But then when you double down with the comments, boy, you're putting gasoline on the fire and you're really going to anger a lot of guys in your locker room. And that leads me to my next question for you. Mike White is now out there. Are you expecting this offense to look different? Are you expecting for it to change significantly?
Just a little bit. I think Mike White going to control the game a little better. Like I said, you got to remember, we're not playing against Bill Belichick. And you know what Bill Belichick do to young quarterbacks. He's not the only one who's done it before. That's why they fought Zach. I was pissed off, but I wasn't fought Zach Wilson, because I know what Belichick brings to the table. And he always got that grudge against the Jets. So,
Listen,
and I can't wait
I
for that
you.
Man to retire. But I think Mike White's going to do Yeah. I think Mike White gonna do all right. He's gonna probably throw 200 plus yard, a touchdown, and an interception probably. You know.
Okay. Give me your final score prediction.
Man, I'm gonna say 24-17, my brother. I think it's gonna be a close game. Yes, Jets. I think the defense is gonna be good.
Finish up. I'll give you 5 seconds.
All right. I think the defense is going to play outstanding. And, you know, Elijah Moore and Wilson are going to have a great game this weekend.
Okay. Listen, Julio, I got to slide off. I want to thank you for calling in, my friend. We're going to keep getting to these lines again. 515-602-9639. 515-602-9639 is the number. Call in. We're taking all callers. Next, I'm going to my guy, Colin. Colin, we're coming to you. Listen, salute. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm apparently not saying that enough. I apologize, everybody. Lines are hot. We got to talk. Listen, Colin, quickly, give me your thoughts. Zach Wilson benched. What are your expectations of Mike White, man?
Happy Thanksgiving, Joe. Happy Thanksgiving to the Savages. you know, I said it last week on the show after the game, Joe. I told you that, you know, Salah's got to be more sensible. And he did the right thing. He benched him.
Yeah.
That's the right thing. You know, you can't give this guy a pass when you had Mims on the bench and you had more, you know, missing a game as well. So, in all fairness, you know, you got to do what's right for everyone. So, listen, I was not a Zach Wilson fan to begin with. I was like, you know what, I'm going to give him every opportunity to prove me wrong. And it's been 20 games, and this guy haven't done anything spectacular that I can look back at a previous game and be like, wow, that was a really good game by Zach. I haven't seen that.
Okay.
So, you know, and where the team is right now, you know, maybe a game or two from maybe making the playoffs, You got to go with what you think your best option is at this point. And, you know, our best option right now is Mike White. It might not be the greatest option, but it's better than putting Zach on the field right now. That's how I look at it.
No.
I
think that –
So the only thing I hope
that
is that
– I think that that was the biggest one of the biggest factors to them moving on and starting Mike White and benching Zach, was that this team is further ahead than we thought that they were going to be. This Jets team,
I think a lot
of people thought that this was going to look like this next season, but it doesn't look like this next season. It looks like this right now. We got a top defense in this league. We got an offense that's ran with weapons. Garrett Wilson looks amazing. Breece Hall, before he went down, was phenomenal. You got, you know, Conklin contributing. The offensive line is banged up, but still playing solidly. Right, Elijah Moore still a weapon out there, not being a part of the offense, but still the offense can produce. The defense is doing more than enough to put you in a position to win games and take games away. I think they looked at it and said, "Listen, we cannot have Zach out there throwing us out of games and also talking crazy on that podium after the game. We got to sit this guy down."
Yeah, the other thing,
not only
we
lose
games,
we can lose the locker room. I'll give you the final word.
The only thing I don't want to see is I don't want to see Mike White go out there on Sunday and feel like he has to go out and, like, take the job away from Zach. You know, that's not what you're going out there for. You're going out there to win the game. You don't have to go out there and be a hero or anything like that.
Yeah.
Just go out there, manage the game, complete your passes, and let's win this game. And you know what? You do that, you'll be starting the following week. And you keep doing that, and you keep winning, or the games are close. Even if you lose, you'll probably still be that guy. So just,
give me your
just
final
don't go out there and try to, like, steal the game, you know.
Give me your final score.
I don't know if Justin Fields is playing or not, but
I would probably say
20.
He's got a separated shoulder.
Yeah, I would say 23-17 Jets. Yeah, this is a win.
Finish up quickly.
Oh no, this is a winnable game. This is a no excuse game. So 23-17 Jets. Go Jets. Have a happy Thanksgiving again, Joe.
All right, same to you, my friend. Thank you for calling in. Listen, we're gonna keep getting to these lines again. 515 602-963-9. 515-602-9639 is the number. Call in. We're taking all callers. Please be patient. We will get to everybody. Lines are hot. Next, we're going to my guy, Devon. Devon, we're coming directly to you. Devon, salutes to you. Listen, my friend. Zach Wilson's on that bench. All right? He's on that bench. Mike White starting. Give me your thoughts about this situation. How are you feeling about it? Devon? Going once? Going twice? Hello? 973? All right, we're going to go to another caller. You know, we're going to keep on moving again. 515-602-9639 is the number. Call in. We're taking all callers. Be prepared because I'm moving down these lines, baby. Next, we're going to David. David, salutes to you. I want to thank you for calling in tonight. Listen, David, Zach Wilson just got benched, man. Mike White's now the starter, all right? The world is upside down, or maybe the world's right side up. I don't know, all right? How are you feeling about this situation? Yeah, what's going on? How are you feeling about this situation, and what are your expectations for Mike White, man?
I'm feeling good about it, Joe. I checked in with you last week. I talked a lot of smack, a lot of hype, and I got half of it right, but my offense did not produce. And, you know, we got took into the woodshed, our offense, and Zach should have owned it. And Joe, I'm of the opinion that this – even as bad as Zach played and his numbers are like at the bottom throughout all categories for the last 2 years, I do not believe it was about his performance that he was benched to this degree. It was about the performance at the press conference because they promoted Joe Flacco.
Talk, David.
See what I'm saying,
talk,
Joe?
David.
They promoted Joe Flacco.
Talk, David. Go ahead.
Yeah, they got Joe Flacco. So they're saying, listen, we're a legitimate organization. This is not the same old Jets. We are in control here. Zach, you missed it. It's forgivable, but you will make this right. You will sit that bench, and you're going to prove yourself. And we're going to take our veteran and promote him and set an example to everybody on the team. And I believe they saved their year, Joe. I believe they saved their season, and they still got a chance to make a run because they're going to rally around that because the person who made a mistake, and it's forgivable as long as he does what he's supposed to do from this point on and be humble, be teachable, be approachable, take ownership, take personal responsibility. The teammates will see that in time. But you got to go with White to send that message. And I think they're going to rally around that, Joe. I think they're going to win this game. Now, if the other quarterback is still healthy and he shows, it'll be harder because, you know, he's a handful to deal with that quarterback. You know, Belichick had a hard time with him. The Bears beat the Patriots. So you never want to underestimate your opponent. But I do believe the Jets can win this game. And I think, I got to say, good job, Coach Saleh. Good job, GM. Yeah. Good job, Woody Johnson. You're taking responsibility. You held them accountable. And that's going to just set the tone for the rest of the team. I can't say it enough, Joe. I'm so happy. Not that I'm happy a young man is suffering. I think there's redemption for all. As long as he owns it and does the right thing, there's space and there's time for this young man to grow. He's got a lot of talent. But this possibly saved his career, saved our season, and gave us respect throughout the nation in the sports world. And I believe our organization is legit. I feel good about being a Jet fan, and that's how I see it. And my prediction, Joe, because you got a lot on the vine there, my prediction is Jets 17 and the Bears 10, and we're on our way. We're still in this thing. Happy Thanksgiving to all. God bless.
I'll let you finish up. Salutes, David. Listen, David, I want to thank David for calling in, man. That was a phenomenal call, and I agree with him. I think a lot of it was about Zach's talk on the podium. You can't have that, okay? And I understand people are saying he's suffering. Listen, people need discipline, all right? I'm sure everybody was a child here at one point. If you do not get disciplined as a child and break horrible habits that you have, then guess what? You'll grow up and just try to do whatever you want to do if no one ever disciplines you. It is about discipline and structure. You know what the biggest issue with the New York Jets has been for years? It's been a lack of structure. It's been a lack of structure. That's why Joe Douglas and Robert Sulla were brought in here. Adam Gase, Todd Bowles, Mike Maccagnan, lack of discipline and structure. That's why we were at where we were at then, and this is why we're at where we're at now. Different discipline and structure. We'll keep getting to these lines again, 515-602-9639, 515-602-9639 is the number. Call in. We're taking all callers. Next, I'm going to my guy, I'm going to my guy from North Carolina, man. We're coming directly to you, my friend. Salutes to you. I want to thank you for calling in. Devon, Bill, Angelo, Jason 404. We'll come to you in a second. This is my guy from North Carolina, man. Zach Wilson just gets benched. I have got to know, what are your thoughts about this situation, man? He gets benched. Mike White is now the starter. Do you think the Jets coaching staff did the right thing?
Absolutely. And I also want to say I'm just very proud of you. I can see the growth in your platform. I was in a cubicle for quite a long time, but that's okay. I'm glad to see you grown, and I'm so glad we ain't talked in a while. I think
thank you so much. Listen, I appreciate you, man.
Oh yeah.
You. Thank you.
And I think they handled it correctly. And I think Wilson, I thought about it while I was listening to your other calls. He's lucky he ain't under a Vince Lombardi. You know what I'm saying? A Bill Parcells, a Don Shula. Them coaches were rough. You know, them old school, you know what I'm saying? Even Jimmy Johnson, though people remember that infamous Cowboy speech, but I listened to some of his on the field. Mike, he was rough, man. He cursed them players. He didn't play around. Them guys were rough. He's lucky. Sala is kind of like Dungy. Bill Walsh, you know, it's like your daddy talking to you. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? They more a little more milder. How they might address you. They been talking, ain't going to talk as rough. But I think that press conference looked like Zach imploded, not just on the field, but off the field with the press conference and stuff. Had he handled like a Joe DiMaggio with just distinction or Cal Ripken, Derek Jeter, I think he might have got at least one more half of football. I think Sala might have run him out there against the Bears at least for one half just to see what he do. But just the way he handled that press conference so poorly, it put Sala up against the wall. He had no choice but to pull the plug on him. He did the right thing. Hopefully Mike White will take advantage of this opportunity. I like that young man. He doesn't have the physical tools of a Zach Wilson, no, but he's got the right mentality. He's got the right spirit. I love the man's spirit. The way he handled that Cincinnati game, he just looked like he was having so much fun, and it was infectious, and even I got into that. And so it's going to be something to watch.
Yeah, it absolutely is. Now, for me, like you said as well, I think it was huge for Sullivan to do this. I think this really shows the team that no one is above reproach. And it allows Sullivan to also keep, you know, the credibility of, you know, of himself as a head coach in that locker room. He's going to look at every man and say, I don't give a crap if I picked you second overall in the first round or if I picked you in the third round. If you do not come here and ball and do what do what you need to do out there on the field, I'll put you on the bench as well. Not only did they put Zach on the bench, he's inactive for this game. He's inactive.
That's right.
But the same
thing, I think that'll be good for him. It'll make him grow up. It'll make him make him mature, whether he wants to or ready for it or not. I think we rushed him in there too soon. You know, obviously, the system has changed. You know, back in the day, Chad Pendleton was one of the last quarterbacks that sat out almost 3 years before he got his opportunity behind Vinny Testaverde. And I think the Russell Wilson, Ben Roethlisberger thing flipped the NFL where quarterbacks were asked to do more sooner. And I think that because he came out of a small program, right, and let's be honest, his background is a very privileged background, and maybe because he didn't have to really struggle, no, you know, hardship and no adversity, and maybe build his character out of that. Just like me, I started off homeless when I came to Raleigh. When I came to North Carolina, I had nothing, homeless, and I had to grind, and people around me seen me grind when there was no sign that I was going to come out of that. But I got up every day, shaved my face, put my suit on, got my billfold to go for job interviews, and kept getting turned down for 6 straight months. And I kept grinding. That's what Zach needs, to learn how to overcome adversity. He needs to experience trials and tribulations in his life. And then from that, he can grow to be a better man, a better person, and hopefully it'll translate a little bit better to his on-the-field play. He'll show a little bit more gut, a little bit more moxie like Mike White. Mike White has that in him. He might not have the strongest arm, but he's not going to go out there with fear in his heart. He's going to give it everything he got. And everyone around him is going to feel it. That's why the team responded so positively to Mike White. I remember him sitting on the ground in the end zone when he scored the touchdown. He was like a kid. You could feel that spirit. He was having fun, and the team was having fun with him. And that's why everybody was so inspired. And he was talking at one time of the NFL. Let's see if he can do it again. We'll see.
Yeah, listen, we'll see. Give me your final score prediction, man. Who do you think wins? Who do you think loses? How do you think this game ends up? Jets, Bears.
I think Mike White will do enough. This time he has a much stronger team and more aggressive. I think with the weapons we have, we can get it done 16-10. The Jets will give up their first touchdown in a couple of games, but they will clamp down on them and they will shut them down after that.
Oh, okay.
Nothing.
Let's talk.
In the second half, Mike White will get enough done to win the game.
Go ahead. Give me your final words again.
Yeah, I was saying about Mike White. I think he will get enough done. He will you know, be able to execute what's called. Because I don't think it's LaFleur's system. Some people question LaFleur's play call. It's not Mike LaFleur. It's Zach.
Yeah.
It's Zach.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's not even executing the basic play calls. Wide receivers all over, wide open. Tight end, wide open. He's not seeing them at all. He's not getting the ball to his players. That's what the quarterback's supposed to do. He's supposed to distribute the ball, get the ball to his playmakers, let the people around him make plays. That's what he's supposed to do. All of the great quarterbacks in history, from Joe Montana, Dan Marino, John Elway, that's from my period in the 80s. What separated them, they got the ball to their players, the Duper, the Clayton, you know what I'm saying? The Matt Moore.
Listen.
And let them, you know.
Listen, you are speaking some absolute facts. I got to slide off, though, my friend. I got callers. I want to thank you for calling in. Salutes. Happy Thanksgiving to you as well, my friend. You have yourself a good one.
Same to you, and thank you for taking my call as always. Hopefully it won't be this long before we talk again. Hey, you take care.
Yeah,
now.
Hopefully it won't. All right, you have a good one.
Okay, now.
Listen, we're going to keep getting to these lines. Again, 515-602-9639. 515-602-9639 is the number. Call in. It's been a phenomenal show. We're going to keep getting to these lines. Brick City kind of made it hot, all right? I don't need the feds on my case. Okay? Slow down with all that. Don't have them come knocking on my door. All right? Salute to my guy from North Carolina with the inspirational story. I love that, Brick City. I love you. I got respect for you. You know what I'm saying? Me and you, we go back and forth. But don't bring the heat over here, all right? I'm good. Next, I'm going to my guy, Bill. Bill, I'm coming directly to you. Angelo, Atlanta, 661. I'll come to you in a second. Jason? Salute to you, Bill. I want to thank you for calling in tonight, man. Zach Wilson benched, all right? Mike White, now the New York Jets starter. I'm trying to keep the feds off of my trail. How are you feeling tonight, my friend? Give me your thoughts about this Jets situation.
What's up, Joe? Hope you're doing all right, man.
What's going on? I'm all right, man. I'm just trying to keep the feds at bay. How are you?
I'm doing all right, but when we talk about the situation with the Jets, A couple weeks ago when Mike White got promoted to number two over Joe Flacco after the Denver game, I think that was the writing on the wall. I mean, everyone at that point was confused. We're all like, well, what's the meaning of this? What's going on? I think now we see what that meant. I think that point was where Saleh and LaFleur were kind of keeping an eye on the performance. And the last few weeks, I think we see that the performance just wasn't there. You look at all the pre-draft videos and discussion and analysis on Zach, and it's the same issues that he's had before. The guy, he holds on to his first read. His feet are a mess. He panics under pressure. It's the same situation. So I think when we saw Mike White promoted a couple of weeks ago, that was when we should have started figuring that if we had a situation like now, especially with that press conference. I mean, that was the icing on the cake. So I think this was something that for the last couple of weeks, management's keeping their eye on. And, it is what it is. He's a young guy. He's got to overcome a lot of these issues that he has from a fundamental standpoint. But, you know, the coaching staff is to win games, not to develop him. If he develops along the way, that's great. But, you know, you go back and you look at a lot of these guys are wide open. He's missing. He's passing up guys. And then you get someone in who's going to throw the ball and move it and move the ball so we get more than 2 yards and a half.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, do you feel like this is something that Zach Wilson can recover from? There's a lot of Jets fans that are looking at it and saying, after 20 games, look, this guy's a bum. Get him out of here. We should be looking for a new quarterback this upcoming offseason. Do you feel like Zach Wilson will have a chance to ever kind of get back in the driver's seat and possibly be the New York Jets starting quarterback, or is it over?
Hey, that's up to him. And from what he's shown us, I don't know. I mean, like I mentioned, pre-draft, all these issues that he's had before, you look at any analyst, anyone, amateur, professional, all the concerns they had, the same stuff, you know, and every offseason he's got his quarterback coach flying in and he's working with the guys and, you know, all this work, and it's still the same result. It's still these basic things that, honestly, in high school, you know, if you play high school, if you're in high school, these are things that you learn in high school. You know, you put your feet towards your target. You don't go flat-footed. You know, you count your
toes.
It's just these basic things that I don't know if he just feels that he doesn't need to follow the game plan. if he feels he's just got to have an overall attitude change, and just from the things that we've seen from him and going back to his pre-draft, all the work done there, it's just a lot of these issues that are above his neck that he's going to have to decide, what's important for him. If he's got to have his world the way he wants it, he's not going to be in New York very long, and that's just unfortunate. But the team's set up to win now. Like you said, we're way ahead of schedule. It surprised everyone, I think, except the guys in the locker room. So they got to make a move. They have to get someone on the staff now who's going to perform and get the ball in the right hands. And then going forward, we'll see what happens. I mean, honestly, personally, I really think that, now we're looking back and everything, that all the things to pick Zach number 2 overall, if they could have that one back, I'm not sure if they wouldn't go a different route. But if he can't fix a lot of these basic things and they can't work with him, they're going to have to definitely look at somebody long term. I mean, I don't know if that's going to be a veteran getting someone in, but he's got the same old era fundamental things that you go back and look, and that's not changing anytime soon. So,
I hear you, Bill. And there's already a lot of talk about possibly looking at veterans and guys in the offseason. We'll see what happens going forward, Zach. I don't want to get too far ahead, but there's a lot of people kind of thinking at this point that it's over, and that's only after 20 games. And I've got to start to look at it as well. I'm wondering, is this a hit on Joe Douglas? This is a guy he took second overall. Okay. This was a big investment. You got to start to look at that as far as, is that a hit on his record from his draft board as well? But
I've seen that, Joe, but I can tell you right from my opinion, I don't think it's going to affect him at all. I don't think that it was only his decision. I think there's a lot of stuff a lot of relationships going on where ownership wanted to get Zach in, and that issues with Fields for a number of reasons. So, I think at this point, Joe has all the leverage in the world to say, hey, let me do my job. Let me evaluate. Let me pick my guy. And that's all my thoughts. I don't know what really happened. And at the end of the day, his name's on the pick. We'll see. We'll see what happens there. But, at the end of the day, he's making the move. He's got to go and pick somebody up now. If we're going to make a move and as a free agent, that would be that'd be ideal.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Now, my final question for you, as we go forward with Mike White, what are you expecting the offense to look like under him? Because he's a different quarterback, doesn't have as big of an arm. I mean, do you think that this offense will, get better? Are you expecting, big games from him as far as, 300-plus yard games? What are you expecting with him at the helm as a New York Jets starting quarterback?
Okay, I'll be brief, but if you go back, you look at Darnold in the end of his run, you look at what we saw last week with Zach, and the receivers just frustrated. The offensive linemen, they're frustrated. You see guys throwing their arms up on the offensive line. So, two guys don't have a lot of confidence. I think you get Mike White in. So the last big game he had against Denver last year, the game after, he had some struggles. But the guys were excited. You could tell. They wanted to play. They were excited to have a guy in there who felt he could win. The guy took some risks. Guy stuck to the game plan. He gave him a shot to win. So I think we'll see more of that. I can't imagine Mike's going to perform like Zach in terms of just a lot of the issues that he has. I mean, of course, he doesn't have the big arm, but, you have Michael Flores scheming up a lot of plays over the last few weeks that were a lot of gimmies that just got missed. We need our guys to make the layups, and, Mike's going to make the layups. That's all we need him to do. The defense plays lights out. I don't know all these guys are giving the Bears credit for scoring like 17 points in this game. They don't have a quarterback. They have no offensive line, and they gave away half their defense in the offseason, or in this last couple weeks of the trade deadline. So if we don't score 31 points in these guys and at least 14 on defense, I'd be disappointed. And I don't see our defense is going to let these guys score anything. I mean, maybe some field goals. So
from a final score
standpoint, I would go like a 31-9, 31-12. Jets, I can't see how we lose
31.
This game.
Okay, 31-9. Listen, Bill, I got callers. I got to slide off, my friend. Thank you for calling in. And happy Thanksgiving to you as well, man.
Happy Thanksgiving, man. Take care.
All right. Salutes. Listen, we're going to keep getting to these lines again. 515-602-9639. 515-602-9639 is the number. Call in. We're taking all callers. Lines are hot still. We're going to keep on rolling. Salutes to my guy, Angelo. We're coming directly to you. Jason Devon will come to you next. Salutes, Angelo. I want to thank you for calling in tonight. Listen, man, Zach Wilson bench. Give me your thoughts on it.
Yeah, it's a good move. But, let's not forget, man, our offensive line is just beat up. I mean, going against one of the best defenses in the league, which we have history with, and Zach Wilson struggled last time. I mean, we lost our starting running back. We lost most of our offensive linemen. Yes, Zach played poorly, but, I mean, for a young guy like that, you got to have an offensive line, and you got to have a running back for him. You saw the difference between when Breece Hall was in the game, and he's not, in our offensive line. So, overall, I like Zach, but, you know, I can't help but think that he needs the perfect situation to be a game manager. Okay, just a game manager. Zach is not, you know, in my opinion, he's not going to win you games. Yes, we beat Buffalo, but how do we beat them? I think we were on the 4-yard line. We ran like 4 running plays and got down to like the 5-yard line. It wasn't like Zach, you know, led this, you know, game-winning touchdown drive. We ran the ball. You know, that's what we did. So, and I can't help but think, man, in this offseason, there you got Aaron Rodgers, you know, you got Lamar Jackson, you got some big names out there. You know, Joe Douglas, you know he's not afraid to make a swing, and you know he's going to make phone calls because we are a quarterback away from a Super Bowl team. You know, we have a great defense. If we just have a average, maybe just below average quarterback, we could probably win a Super Bowl. We were as good as kind of the Mark Sanchez team, and I think Mark Sanchez in his time was a little bit better than Zach Wilson. So I don't think we can make a deep playoff run with Zach Wilson. We are a quarterback away from a Super Bowl team. I'll tell you that right now. And Joe Douglas knows that. And I think that's why he mentioned Zach Wilson, because he's hoping to start a fire under him. That's the only thing we can do right now. I think he will still go out there and play great. We don't have the offensive line for him right now. We don't have the running back anymore. Yes, we got Michael Carter and the guy from Robinson from Jacksonville. But
James Robinson.
I think with Zach, James Robinson, you know, he needs the perfect situation. And yes, you talk about Joe Douglas missing on this. You know, he possibly can miss on this, and Mekhi Becton. Two big misses, but overall, you know, Joe Douglas is the man. You know what I'm saying? He has done great for this franchise. And, yes, you know, he's kind of – you know, you can't say he's missed on Mekhi Becton, but kind of you can because he's not playing. Zach Wilson, again, like, it's frustrating to have a Jets team like we did back in 09. Dominant defense, really good running game, mediocre quarterback. That I feel like
cool. –
We've done that. We've been there. We need a Derek Carr. We need Lamar Jackson. We need a friggin' Aaron Rodgers. I mean, it's time.
Well,
here's
the thing. Here's the thing, and I hear you, you know, Angelo, about, you know, wanting to upgrade the quarterback play, and we'll see what happens in the future. But particularly in this scheme, you don't need an amazing – like, you don't need a Patrick Mahomes or a superstar quarterback. You just need a quarterback that's going to get the ball to guys in open space. Jimmy Garoppolo, tons of success in this scheme. He sucks, right? Just getting the ball to guys in open space. That's how the Niners were able to compete for Super Bowls. We've also seen other teams around the league as well take this approach. The Tennessee Titans have been winning, you know, in Tennessee for years now with Ryan Tannehill. He's not like some unbelievable superstar. He's making the throws. He's getting the ball out quickly and doing his thing, right? Game-managing quarterback. But like you said as well, to your point, Zach Wilson turning the ball over, trying to play hero ball. If everything has to be perfect for him to manage a game, and that's coming from you, I don't know if that bodes well for him being here much longer, because not everything's going to be perfect. But when you're seeing him miss wide-open guys like he did against the Patriots, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Well, it doesn't look good at all,
Angelo. I'll give you the final word.
Yeah, I was saying last year, let's talk about Mike White, because last year he came in, had a – look at those Cincinnati stats. He threw over 400 yards, beat the Super Bowl team.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And when he got in the game, you immediately was like, wow, like our receivers are catching the ball. We're moving the ball. Mm-hmm. Like he's making 15-yard completions. It was like a breath of fresh air. Like, holy crap, like we have a quarterback who can
–
and I feel like you're going to see that. He's not a rookie anymore. Yeah. He's not a Mike White inexperienced, but – he's got some games under his belt. Like, he's going to play, man.
Yeah, he does. And you know what's crazy? A lot of people, and I've talked about that with Mike White, particularly when I bring up Michael Carter. Mike White was just getting the ball out of his hands quickly and dumping it down to his check down guys. He was allowing Michael Carter, and if you go back and look at that game, Michael Carter had a phenomenal game in that game. And
nine
it was because he was checking
catches,
the ball down.
Nine catches, yeah.
Yeah. Dude, he went off. He was checking the ball down to Michael Carter in space, and Michael Carter was just eating up the yardage. Yards after catch was a phenomenal. That's what the scheme asked you to do. And I kept telling people that when we got Sulla here and Mike LaFleur, this is a quarterback-friendly scheme. It does not ask the quarterback to do a lot. We're not supposed to look like the greatest show on turf, like the Rams or the Chiefs. We're not supposed to look like them. That is not how this scheme is designed to work. The Niners have one of the most successful, boring offenses I've ever seen. I watch them every week. Every week. And it works. But you have to take care of the football. You can't go out there and do what Zach is doing. And that's why, again, I understand the benching, especially when you look at the state of this football team. So my next and final question for you, Angelo, because you've been bringing the heat, man. When you look at now, we're going forward with, you know, with Mike White, we're going up against these Bears. Are you expecting guys like Elijah Moore and Garrett Wilson to have big games now that the quarterback has changed? Are you expecting their targets and catches to go up because we have a guy like Mike White that's going to get the ball out of his hands quickly and be able to decipher defenses quickly?
Yeah, I think so. And I think Mike is going to want to prove himself. You know, he's got a lot of motivation. I looked at the stats from last year. Elijah Moore had 6 catches. I see us having another breath of fresh air. Again, if our offensive line holds up, but I see Conklin getting in the game. I see Elijah Moore. He's got to be the guy. Elijah Moore's got to, I mean, they really got to give him the ball. I see Denzel Mims getting some catches. So I think you're going to get a new look. And, Joe, I got to go, but I'm going to give you my final score prediction. Is going to be 22-9. 22-9. Jets on top. A lot of field goals.
All right.
No.
Listen, Angelo, I got to go. Thank you so much, man. Again, we're going to keep getting to these lines, 515-602-9639, 515-602-9639. The lines are open, all right? Next, we're going to my guy, Jason. Jason, we're coming directly to you. Jason, salutes. I want to thank you for calling in, man. You've been on these lines. Jason, Zach Wilson bench. You know, we got things going on around here. Give me your thoughts about this situation. How are you feeling about him being on the bench and Mike White starting now?
Well, you know, I said this on Sunday, man. They, in my opinion, they had to come out. I told with Saul he had to come out and do something because there's no way this defense, the way they played as well as they did, you can't tell them that, oh, you know, you guys play as amazing as you did and Zach played horribly, well, he's still going to be the star. You could not do that, man. That would split the locker room up, and they would be mad. Which
continue for 2 miles.
We did see happen with some of the players liking stuff about they're not happy with Zach. So, you know, this is for Zilla. He has my respect 100%, man. This is a great move by him, showing he's with the players, he's with the locker room, and you know what? He put Mike White in, and see what he can do, you know? This guy, he's a Hall of Fame QB, which some people don't want to like to heal, but, again, he has done amazing things. I like to see what he's at and what he has done and what he has learned from the past.
Okay. Listen, your dog is going off in the background. Give me your final score prediction, man. Who do you think wins? Who do you think wins? How do you think this game ends up, man?
To be honest, I think depending on who plays, if Fields somehow plays, it's going to be closer than expected. But if Simeon plays, I think we lock them up and we win.
All right. Salute. Thank you so much. Salutes to Jason. A lot of background. We got to go. You know what I'm saying? Listen, this has been a night, man. A lot of callers. Again, salutes to everybody that called in again. I appreciate my new callers as well. We get to everybody as soon as possible. Just got to be patient. Lines are hot. You know what I'm saying? So before I close out tonight, I'm going to go ahead and give you folks my thoughts on this upcoming game against the Bears. Again, salutes and happy Thanksgiving to everybody that's out there. Now, listen, we got a matchup here with these Bears again. You know, they have some weapons out there. I think the big thing is, again, Justin Fields, we all know. He's got a separated shoulder from what is being reported. Separated shoulder, possible torn labrum. I think Trevor Siemian is going to be the guy that gets the start. I think our defense just mauls them. I'm going to keep it all the way real with you, all right? I think our corners are going to shut their wide receivers down. I'm not really too much afraid of their options there at wideout at all with Mooney or St. Brown or any of those guys. I mean, Chase Claypool's a solid guy, but I just think that Sauce and Reed and all these guys take it away. I'm just really focused on our offense. I know they have, you know, David Montgomery as well, who's a solid, you know, running back. That offensive line, Cody Whitehair is a good guy. Tevin Jenkins as well. But I think we'll be able to get after them. I think our offense is the biggest question. And I think that Mike White's going to come out and have some success. Again, he doesn't have a huge arm, but he's a guy that can get the football out of his hands quickly. And we saw that against Cincinnati. We saw that last season. We saw him have success because he's able to decipher quickly, right? Figure out what the defense is doing, get out of his hands quickly, keep it rolling. And I think that this is a game as well where we'll see our running game, the reemergence of our running game, really rebound off this Patriots game and really get rolling again. I think that's going to be huge as well in the upcoming game. So with all that said, before I go, let me get back to these lines because we got a caller on the lines here. Before I hang it up, I want to go back to these lines really quickly, okay? Because we got some guys rolling in here. We're going to go to 973. We're going to come directly to you. 973, salute to you, my friend. Give me your name, where you're from, and give me your thought about Zach Wilson being benched, man.
Yeah, hi, Joe. This is Darley from New Jersey. Happy Thanksgiving.
What's going on?
Not only to you.
What's going on? Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, not only to all of you, but also to all listeners. This is one of the good decisions that the Jets as an organization has to be done. It hasn't done to any other quarterbacks, but for Zach Wilson, it's the best decision, not only for the organization, but also for Zach Wilson. Something that I got up into my mind, not into my mind, but also that I read in the press conference of Coach Sala, is the reaction of Zach Wilson when Coach Sala told them to Zach Wilson, say, okay, why me? I want to play.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it feels like Zach Wilson still doesn't get it. Like, it's going to be, still doesn't get it.
I hear that. And people were saying, I went back and forth with people saying that too. And I see that point. But I think even Sala talked about it, is he's a guy, he's a competitor, he wants to play, right? And he's always a guy that's looking to move forward. So I think when he said that, of course, Zach Wilson is going to go, yo, why? I can, like, in his mind, this is what I'm thinking. I can turn this around. I can fix this, right? I want to be out there. I'm going to go out there and do the best. Why shut me down now? Why me? I want to be out there. That's how I took that. But I do understand why people are looking at it like, what do you mean, why? Do you see yourself out there? You see that film? You see you missing White?
I would
hear yourself talking in the post game press conference? Do you hear that? That's why. So I get that, you know, and I understand your side of the point. Go ahead.
Yeah, and also if I were Coach Sala, I would go beyond. I would say, hey, your play stink. I would say your play stink. That's why I will give you that chance for you to fix it. If you don't fix it, the writing's on the wall on the office. Because in the next season, I will bring a veteran quarterback or any quarterback who has a demon desire to snatch the QB1 job out of you. I mean, this is a wake-up call to Zach Wilson. If he's not, I mean, I would say Zach Wilson might not be a quarterback for the Jets next year.
Oof.
So,
there's a possibility there. There's a possibility here, absolutely, that he might not be. Because, again, if Mike White catches fire or if we go into next year, and I don't want to get too far ahead, but if we go into next year and there's a veteran guy out there, I could see Joe Douglas bringing in a guy to compete with him and possibly take his starting spot. Absolutely. And people are already talking about Derek Carr. There's other names out there. I mean, that could happen. But my next question before I let you go, because we're getting short on time, Mike White, now the starter, going against the Bears, what do you expect this offense to look like with him at the helm?
I mean, Mike White better be, let's say, a game manager. So just move the chains, throw the ball to the right spots, let's facilitate the game. I mean, he doesn't have to play ball hero, but he has to be a game manager in order to put points and let the defense do their job. And I think even the Jets is going to win this upcoming game. I have the feeling that Justin Fields is gonna play on Sunday,
okay.
and it's gonna give a bath of humility to Zach Wilson to say, okay, I am the quarterback. I do my job. I'm just, I don't want to say bad words, but I'm I'm gonna give you a bath of humility on what accountability of leadership to be a quarterback. And listen, I didn't like Justin Fields to be drafted on the Jets, but in the beginning of this season, when I guess Justin Fields says that the offense was stink at the beginning, that shows volume. So Suppose some
you better clean it up. Give me your final score before I let you go. Final score prediction. Who do you think wins? Who do you think loses? How do you think it ends up?
It's going to be a close match by the Jets. It's going to be 2015. Jets.
Ooh, 2015 Jets. All right. That's what I'm saying. I want to thank you for calling in. You have yourself a good one, my friend.
Thank you. Have a Thanksgiving again.
Happy Thanksgiving to you as well, my friend. We're going to keep, listen. People calling in, it's hot. We're going to close out the show now. Okay, we got to get going. I'm just going to go ahead and give you guys my take. I'm going to take the New York Jets to beat the Chicago Bears. I'm taking the Jets to beat the Chicago Bears 24-14. I'm taking the Jets. Whew, this was a hot show. I want to thank you folks for listening. Please, again, subscribe if you have not subscribed. Hit that notification bell. Share the stream with your friends and your family, all right? If you haven't, please do. Whew, a lot of shaking and popping around here. Got to get things rolling. All right, I'm going to go ahead and close it out. Listen, I'm the man of the people. I'm here for the people. Let me shamelessly promote my Facebook page. Everyone, go on Facebook, search The Long Beach Joe Show. Like that page. My content's up there. Go ahead and give it a listen. Message me. I'll message you right back. I love going back and forth with folks about this football team. Also, leave me some feedback. I love hearing about what you folks think I do here on The Long Beach Joe Show. I'm also on Twitter as well, at YoungJ000. Again, YoungJ000. The show page is at The Long Beach Show. All right, follow me. I'll follow you right back. You want to troll me, no issues. I am the troll that lives under the bridge, and I will have my Vera Tucker jersey on at all times. At all times. I know he's hurt right now, but when he was playing, whether it was left guard, right, left tackle, right tackle, whatever, okay? Phenomenal, all right? And when he comes back next season, he's going to be right back to dominating, right back to it, okay? Don't you forget that. So we'll be under there trolling. You can also, right, come on by YouTube. That's where we live stream the show, Long Beach Joe Jets. Long Beach Joe Jets on YouTube, all right? Come on over, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Content you folks will be in the know. You want to troll me, hit those comments, troll me, and I'll go right back and forth with you. And as always, people, when you see me in person, because you will see me in person eventually, it is arms out, chest open, free hugs for everyone, free hugs for everyone. The hugs will cost you absolutely nothing. No matter what anyone says, the hugs will always remain free. I want to thank you folks for listening. Without you people, I'm absolutely nothing. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to listen and call into the show. You folks are the absolute best, okay? Salutes to everybody. Again, happy Thanksgiving to everyone. Please have a safe, warm, happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy your time with your families and have a great time. I'm going to get on out of here. You folks have a good one. Peace.